in a row.
Or,
it takes 4 to 5 hours.
Now, we've done this in the last few years, but Carol's news, I'll kind of quickly go through the process of how we do it. Is the first phase is just brainstorming, where, as you know, the question we want to answer is, what should be our priorities? What should we really do here this year, starting this year? And what I'll do is, we'll just start listing them up here until we run out of ideas, and go around the table with each one of you. We'll just say one, and we'll just go around. And so Kathy will say something, Mel will say something, and we'll just work our way around. And eventually, all the ideas get up on the board. So then after that, there's a process whereby we can actually combine some, if there's some that are very similar. And then once that's done, we actually are going to use a weighted point methodology to come up with which ones rise to the surface, and we'll probably go through a couple of rounds, because we need to come up with what is considered the must, and then the should, and then the could. Obviously, three tiers of desires.
We are recording.
So why don't we even just start off here with, we'll start here with Kathy and Lou.
Pool/recreation center.
Okay.
Oh, you took mine. I'm going to do that in honor of Lloyd.
Where is Lloyd?
Oh, next door.
So, pool rec center. No.
Two. Acquire the golf course.
Okay.
Oh. And develop it.
Wow.
The one on
big
me,
project,
correct?
But it's...
No crosstalk. I'm going to go back to 2007 and do the 19th and 20th police officer,
okay.
Which I might add was 7 years ago.
Wouldn't that be just the 20th? Because we've already approved the 19th.
Yeah, no. You want street count.
Yes.
You're going to get a 19th in June.
But it's a detective.
But it's a detective. Gotcha. So our patrol force is now on
the... Put patrol up there.
Yeah,
patrol. There you go.
Yeah, police.
Patrol.
Thank you. Good. John?
I wrote a sentence for each of mine. Lummi Nation, let's not wait until their next proposal to develop now a set of guiding values and principles based on legal fact and accuracy that will provide some certainty. Well, it's okay. You'll get it. We'll provide some certainty to the nomination, more importantly, confidence to the city that we're looking out for the best economic interest of Ferndale. Let's get ahead of this thing and see if we can come up with some guiding principles before they come back at us again.
For sales
tax.
For Slater. Slater, sales tax, the whole thing.
Like, so almost Slater? Like Slater economic plan.
Slater economic development?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Slater economic development.
Well, I'm especially interested in what Gray's going to share with us in a few weeks about really what the law says here on the future of sales tax and things like that. I just remember feeling like a gun to our head the last time. But they're in a hurry, they're in a rush. I don't want to feel that way.
So kind of a Lummi relationship guiding principles related to Slater?
I think so. I have some ideas, but that's the general idea.
Recreation district.
Recreation, that's just a park?
An actual district.
Okay. Yeah. So we have money for that.
So we can do the golf course, right?
A lot of dreams just need money.
Yep.
Yeah. Following along kind of in that same thing, off-leash dog park.
Okay.
Fenced.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That would be nice.
For those of us that have smaller dogs that get easily distracted by something shiny.
Squirrel.
But they stay.
Could you just fence the off-leash dog park?
Well, currently
all of the Andriyot is off-leash.
And
dog
all
park.
Of
so it needs a fenced-in area.
Like,
right now, you got to go to Bellingham.
Yeah.
Down, way down in Bellingham is the only off-leash dog park that's fenced. Mm.
All right, Carol.
Move the Chamber of Commerce to a better location.
Okay.
The visitor center as well.
I think we can do that.
Need to talk to guys.
That's that one.
Oh, no, we already have.
That was not too expensive, let's put it that way.
So move the Chamber Visitor Center.
Yeah.
Good. Anyone back around?
Refurbished pavilion.
Okay.
You stole it wrong. Sorry. You are. I am I'm assuming that projects such as Church Road should not be on the list because we have them funded and
they're underway.
As long as they're underway, forget it. Okay.
What about
then I'm going to put down Lego and Verdale Terrace.
Oh, the rest of Lego.
Yeah, the rest of Lego and Verdale Terrace. Curbs, gutters, and sidewalks. You guys may want to split them, but that's all right.
Well, I'm going to cut mine and put Thornton on the board.
I know.
You don't get to do that.
these aren't prioritized, Carol.
I just heard we're in dire need of four new police cars that are, we have four cars exceeding 100,000 miles.
So upgrade.
Police fleet.
Upgrade police fleet.
Sure. I don't know if upgrade is a good word. Replace is probably better. We're not really.
Okay. All right.
So recalling the end of the year budget, and in some ways wish we could do a mulligan on some of that, I put down on staff salaries so that we continue to attract, retain, and develop the best, brightest, and most productive staff possible, which I believe we're doing. Let's develop a set of ongoing compensation guidelines that will more than fairly compensate but also respect the public purse.
Salary compensation?
Non-rep compensation guidelines?
Yeah. I want us to keep, retain, develop the best possible, but you know, find that sweet spot where it works for everybody.
Okay.
And take the time to think about it.
Thornton Road funding plan.
The extension.
You just had to say that.
Overcrossing. You're talking about the overcrossing.
Preliminary work. Preliminary engineering work. You need that in order to come up.
Yeah, you have to have a funding plan for it. Right now, we're not funding it.
Okay. So funding plan for the preliminary?
Road overcrossing plan?
Road overcrossing funding plan.
Yep, like us.
Could that be a bond?
Sure.
Yeah. I think we have to look at all kinds of things on that. You know, maybe some of those property owners want to step up and give us some money. Maybe Dave Smith needs to give us a yearly check.
Sure.
To go forward.
You will be excited.
Okay, this kind of goes in with whatever the refurbished pavilion, possibly council chambers, new council chambers or upgrade council chambers.
Okay.
That could be part of the refurbished of the pavilion. Could move council into there.
You mean upgrade the courtroom? What I've been told. Upgrade courtroom.
Oh, wait.
Okay,
that's different. Too bad you don't get a vote.
So only one person's influential on this issue.
No pressure.
This is
if you run out, that's okay. We can.
Hey, Sam. It's on my list.
Eventually, we do run out, so this isn't jumping out.
That's when the staff next to you is going to start writing stuff.
Yeah. That's why there's one next to most of us.
More visitors to my retail bakery.
Good try, though.
It's a hobby.
You said it.
It's an excellent one there.
Yeah, beautified downtown. People.
Okay.
We're talking theme?
Yes.
Oh,
she wants not brick and mortar.
According to Papa John, we need to do trash cans.
There's actually an arts commission plan for that.
Yeah. They would like to do trash cans?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Repaint them?
Or
no,
those wraps?
No, they want to wrap them.
Wraps.
Okay.
And the final trail between library and Tonico
Phillips. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Trail / boardwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Library boardwalk to Baltimore.
And I'm going to connect that with an extension of Riverwalk to the south to create a trail over to the ball fields that connects with Gaddy's Trail.
Well, we're going to need a Parks District, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, Riverwalk Extension. And where to keep?
Restore. I'll be the constant Weiner.
You're all right.
Restore the additional street maintenance.
Oh, okay. Additional street funding? Or additional street maintenance?
Restore
funding?
Street maintenance specific
and
funding.
Yes.
Yeah. And sidewalks?
What Gary said.
Yeah.
And sidewalks.
You actually have a line.
Okay.
Every year line item.
And what Sam said.
Additional streets and sidewalks.
Just restore because the line item's there. It's just.
I'd like to just add to number one, because the pool is on my list, is to consider the idea of working with Blaine as well. If there's room, a more feasible way of doing this as a Northwest County pool. Linden has a pool which is used by Everson Nooksack Sumas, and if one way to do this is to look at it as a Northwest County facility, maybe on
Blaine
ground
use our pool. They just need to come. Yeah.
But we want them to pay for it.
Oh,
help. That's what I'm talking about. A larger group of people to pay for this.
But if I put regional pool, is that?
It's an idea to make it a regional pool. You've got a six times the tax base.
Right. Again, that might be the park district.
So regional park district, which.
I think because mine is different than what Brent is. I mean, I want to say remodel existing council chambers.
Okay. Second Avenue.
Council court?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing as what Brent said?
Well, mine was either remodel or if we're going to redo the pavilion with the idea in mind that we could set it up for council chamber, council meetings twice a month. I think you had the idea of putting like a little stage or something that could be set up.
Couldn't they be?
I like this because there's two that we can will end up, but people will vote on those.
Couldn't those be? I'm concerned about that. You might have half the people want to do one and one or the other, but they're really the same.
It's just that's the concept.
That the council chamber.
I think it'll all
we'll do some combining.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Well, it'll allow you to see who thinks which one's the better idea for now, too. Moving to pavilion or staying where we're at and just upgrading remodeling.
Well, I think if the concept of doing that is important, then we can work on particularities later.
Well, under the refurbished pavilion, is that kind of a use study? Would that be included in that to figure out what are we going to do with the building?
Yeah,
well,
we'd have to figure it out before we
can yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of groups have different ideas.
My 20 is ADA walkways in Pioneer Park.
Okay. It'd be nice to keep it bringing that up because we really need to do that.
Yeah. So people in wheelchairs and stuff can get around and stuff. They may not be able to get into the cabins per se, but at least they can
get in the park.
Been on the list for a while.
Yeah.
Carol, anything? Or?
I want four-way stop signs on Slater and the interstate.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
A four-way stop sign on Slater
and
the interstate.
You know, like Birch Bay when you get off there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant on the interstate.
Yeah.
You're having to get that.
No, right. So people would have to stop on the bridge?
Yeah. Slater would have to stop.
Or an improvement to the interchange.
Because it's really hard to turn left. Because they talked about roundabouts get on before. Yeah, so it's the under state jurisdiction. Yeah, so state would have to redo it.
Yes.
But we could work on synchronized main street and the installation of fiber optic lines.
Fresh out.
I'll get to that. I would like to see how much it would cost.
Specifically look what we had done previously, and if we've done it yet, I don't know.
I'm
tired of throwing. We've done three. Three was a good one. Please, please.
Like I said, Main Street likes synchronization.
Police officer. Those are tough tops.
I thought they were already supposed to be that way.
Well certain ones are.
They can get better.
But if we have fiber optics, we could synchronize them from I-5.
I was just on that yesterday. Yeah. They're the farthest thing from synchronized.
Well, there's one light that's not connected to the others, right?
From the Walgreens.
Third?
Oh, so if you're looking just first, second, third. Yep. But on that there, the problem is that on our side streets, the traffic volumes are not.
Yep.
Second, the volume is so much higher than on third
that's
and fourth.
True.
So you have to allow extra time.
That's what messes it up.
So you're
yeah.
sitting there, why isn't it turning?
Because
you have to let that traffic get
yep.
through.
Yep.
And that's what's just the balance and giving in the time.
It all leads back to Thornover crossing.
Yeah,
all right.
No, Thornover. How about an improved security system at the police department?
Okay.
It may be something we're going to do anyway, but it let's we'll just leave it that vague.
Yeah.
For the rash of break-ins.
Do I take it?
No.
Well, police department security improvements.
I pass.
Okay.
Residential density. We had a joint commission council meeting about a year ago and started that. We passed the 10% reduction deal, and pretty soon the zero lot line will come up. I think it really serves the interests of the city really well to have greater density in new development. Saves the city money, saves developer money, saves home buyers money, and so I'd like to see greater density.
New residential density.
Greater, better density, better use of land.
Right.
So let's take a little bit of explanation, but it's quick, and this is an easy one that we can do next year. Is Ferndale extension of Hovander Riverfront Trail.
Oh, okay.
Bridge?
Nope.
Not a bridge.
No, it's just an extension of the trail.
Oh, so Janice knows
what I'm talking about. We're going to call it a road improvement. But
Oh, is this to connect to what they've done?
Yeah, they've okay. they've started it. Go look at it. They've even put the blocks in and laid the gravel and said, "Here, Gary."
Oh, great.
So I put Hovander Trail extension.
Hovander River Trail extension.
I thought they stopped.
Oh.
No, it started back up. It came back.
Finished it. Oh, yeah. They got approval for the gravel.
Well, they got approval for the gravel.
Yes.
Because for a while it was
material issue.
Yeah, the gravel has asphalt in it.
I don't know if we've made it official or not in our policies, but any street improvements to LED lighting and possibly looking at changing out some of our existing lights to LED.
Yeah.
And all of our new project is required,
yeah.
Public and private.
But it's nice we're nice not going to be able to
upgrade that. Right. Yeah. But then,
LED streetlights.
Yep.
But that's for existing, though. That's so a matter of getting funding to go through and do like a retrofit. But
now unless the council wants to say
the street,
otherwise, you
think that's a headlight.
Yeah, but that's what.
From that, could that.
But if you wanted to do it all, you'd have to order
a car coming to get all the way up there.
Yeah, be spending.
I'm waiting on that because TID did a pilot program, and the city of Blaine was involved in that. I'm hoping
that's
that they have some funding available.
Right, Carol?
Hi, Carol.
Increase the speed limit to 30.
Where?
Throughout the city?
Everywhere?
Throughout the city.
Exactly.
You know, I went to Texas, home to my mom and dad's. They live in a little subdivision off of Main Street, just like our community here. And their speed limit is 30.
I go
30
anyway.
Everybody's on 35.
Well, we actually require. We'd have to engineer it.
Okay.
All
right.
There's more time.
I'm done, but I question. At some point, can staff or staff allowed to say?
We'll do ours after.
We don't care about their opinion.
No. You didn't get elected.
I passed everybody.
Yesterday, staff sat down and we did this.
Okay.
So we have, and I'm just going to pass this out when we're all done. We have the staffs must do this.
Okay. Yeah, I think
this is morphing out into bigger and better things.
East side water storage tank.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Smith
Road? Oh, good one. Possible, too.
In the general area? Yeah. Okay. Because we're doing the water storage study. Because I thought you had that in the long-term plan.
Water widgets.
What are widgets?
Mm-hmm. What are widgets?
Oh, a guy that looks for water, the stick, or the...
Oh, no, divining they're not widgets. They're divining.
That's called widget, too, isn't
witchy.
It?
Are they?
I thought it was widget. Yeah, but witchy. I've heard it called widget, too. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but a widget is just a little collar or something.
A piece of some machinery.
Yeah.
Usually just slang for a piece that you can't identify. It's the widget.
These are economics.
You're welcome. Sandbags.
Code hanger. Some people say that's
a sandbag.
When I say something like that,
yeah.
My president says sandbags.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Keep
I'm going to tie into the trail
so
though, with the goal.
What's
the
ball apart?
I'm
always kicking in now that I'm here. It's almost 11. I'm almost awake.
Yeah, on the trail thing, I like to see us have a goal of the city, if park impact fees are coming in, to have enough of the trail completed where people could walk a loop.
on a trail. A 1-3 mile loop. Actually, start
trail loop?
Trails and come back to somewhere.
How about that Whatcom? How about the Nooksack Rim Loop? I would love for us to get involved. Or do you mean something within the city where you just...
Yeah, so I could start somewhere on the trail, have a nice walk through, run through.
Well, Wendy's planning to run down church once there's sidewalks.
Number 30?
Yep.
6 more minutes.
Big one, take a lot of work, be controversial. Sign reduction plan.
Public and private, right?
Correct. And I'll talk about it. And some guys have heard it before, but I'm going to keep saying it because... Bo does a good job of always reminding me.
Yeah. Rip? Fix the alarm system at Pioneer Park. I think there's still some issues with that.
Is it an upgrade or is it just have
issues?
Well,
it's because of the company that's...
I
can't remember. Same company that...
Yeah, I know.
It's here.
That was better.
Okay, so fix Pioneer Park alarm system.
I know, like, in the... You know, the cabin I'm in, the alarm starts going off halfway through a day, even though it's been turned off. It resets itself and it goes off, and I know there's other things.
Maybe you know, some people have, like, the watches in work because it misses you.
Yeah.
All right,
Carol?
Make the 1996 facility planning effort a priority.
So that's the
she get that
that's
right.
That's the wastewater.
Yeah, she do okay with that.
I didn't even see your lips moving.
So, wastewater treatment plant master plan.
Yep.
You Janice, you should start drinking a glass of water as you're doing that.
All right. Kathy.
Done.
Done? No?
Well, I have two. I think the one I'll put up there is tablets for each council person.
Yes, thank you, God.
The other one was retreats in Hawaii.
We'll put them both, and you can tell the public that you downloaded the tablet.
Works so well for City of Bellingham.
Yeah. Where?
Where'd they Leavenworth. Go? That's where they got they went to Leavenworth.
We went to Leavenworth once.
Really?
Okay. There was an AWC meeting in Wenatchee, and we just flipped over to Leavenworth to do our retreat.
Just go to Bellwood Acres. A nice little meeting room up the distillery. Mm-hmm.
My last one.
Yeah, make sure the clerk can't go. Thanks, everybody. I'm not even like legally allowed in there. Thanks, everybody. That's hurtful. The distillery.
You can drink cider.
Actually, you probably can't go
you
in that
can drink cider.
I can't. I literally can't.
You guys are interrupting, John.
Yeah.
I got all damn good. So my last one is showed up a few years ago, and it's a big one, but I'd love to be able to walk across a bridge from Hovanda Park to Ferndale. I just think that would be a great county attraction.
Peppers?
And then we could pretend that's one of our parks. Not the people. Footbridge. And there must be somebody out there with deep pockets who would love to have a bridge named after them.
In the interest of moving on, I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Traffic revisions to Main Street. This is different than signalization. To put like on first and second and third no left turns from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So the force, the left turn traffic coming down Vista on the 4th, so you don't get the cars stacking up. Or the signal turning red at First Street for one car to make a left turn, and then that throws everything.
On that one car.
And then the other thing would be, in conjunction with that, is look at maybe doing something like where my hometown does at night. Like at 10 o'clock at night, all the signals turn to blinking yellow for the main street, blinking red for cross traffic. So you don't sit there at a signal in the middle of the night that for some reason decided to cycle.
When you're waiting for that 4 o'clock bus over at the...
I just saw the chief shudder. I don't know, maybe it's cold in here.
Let's look at one way down Main Street. One way.
Oh, we've had that conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one.
You going to write that up there, Greg?
I just put traffic revision.
Okay,
I'm going to kind of catch all for.
We got several people
that were focused on that. Mainly because
you're bald.
Have
you
heard
of
that one way?
Yeah, it could be. It could be one way, blinking lights, any of that stuff.
So write that.
Oh,
okay.
Learning
one way.
Just
making
sure. You're learning really quickly.
I wrote it.
Do you have any more?
You're doing Scottish Lodge. I can go for that.
Okay, good.
Add recycling bins to all public spaces.
That's an excellent idea.
You know, I've been thinking about that, really. I have for at least 30 seconds.
Sanitary services, do they, I mean, is there, what, those were put out, or they just pick them up?
If it's a public space, it's related to our franchise agreement. And we have a lemon language in there now. SSC does it for us for free at certain places where we've included in the franchise. So Pioneer Park and City Hall, I think, are the main ones.
Riverwalk really needs it because, I mean, in the summer especially, there's a lot of people there. And we have events.
We could probably expand that through the franchise, but it's
not
renewed until 2018 at this point. We extended it again.
I don't think it would be that much extra because they're picking up the garbage. You would have to.
We can talk to us.
It's a separate truck.
I know, but it's still the right thing to do. I mean.
All right. Let's see. Recycle. Have we got anything else?
The footbridge.
No, this is not what would you not want to change?
Golf course.
So the first one, what do you do want to change?
Like it.
Which do we do? An old vendor, or do we do? We need to decide that if we're going to do that.
Because we'd always talked about for the Nooksack Trail, it would be coming from the golf course over. So.
Larry Leverson always told me it was cheaper to do it from Vanderbilt to the golf course than.
Is that
the
short
sure like
narrow
like
this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the positive.
I think
this
now
is,
do you play
what do I not want to change? Yeah. Okay. So that's
well,
a small town.
The golf course is no longer going to be a golf course. The golf
you
course.
You just want the land.
The golf course property should.
My
first one was because there was a plan under Surge to develop that in a soccer field.
And I clearly misspelled it.
And Surge died. And it's just kind of gone dead. So I think the city ought to take that over eventually.
Within the next couple of weeks, Taco Time is going to enter into a purchase and sale agreement. We expect to purchase that outlot, which will then give them money to move forward with it. Who knows? It's going to happen. But there is still some.
Well, Albert hasn't found a new Surge yet. And
there's a name there.
Chet.
I think it's the realtor.
Ali is working on it.
Is she a realtor?
Is she? No, he.
Oh, what does Ali do?
He's a land use consultant.
Oh, okay.
He's better than Surge.
Oh, okay, he's on
sorry,
the sign now.
We'll get it up there. On
yeah. Well, but you're right, Mal. They need another Surge. I mean, Ali has other things. Chet has other things.
All right. You're done.
More than
good.
Than
is there anything else? No. Good. Brent.
New chairs for the council. I think that'd be part of it. Could be part of it.
Yes.
Either that or our side. The chairs on our side need to go over to the other side and let them deal with it for a while.
And don't buy these. Please don't buy these.
Just council.
We have the boys.
Yeah.
I don't need a new chair.
I kind of like the one I'm in.
I get their
lean back. I like
it doesn't swivel.
Yeah, but you can lean back without worrying about falling over.
I want some cheese grits.
It's got to be a place.
Aren't you more with cheese grits?
There is.
Put your egg on top of your cheese grits.
Greg and I did a search of what they moved the one about south of Tacoma.
That's Barrel.
B-A-R-R-E-L.
State surplus.
One L.
Two L's. Or, excuse me, one L, two R's.
Two R's.
We'll add that to our letters going out to companies.
What is this?
Cracker
Barrel? To attract one?
Cracker Barrel.
Thank you.
Well, if we're going to start down that avenue, I want an Outback Steakhouse.
Councilmember Watson, do you have anything else?
Nope.
I just want a clarification. Gary's put up the funding plan for Thorne, but what we don't have is... Let's build the damn thing. Build Thornton Road overpass.
Well, certainly I wouldn't fund it to build nothing.
Good point. The overcrossing to nowhere.
That's something we can probably combine, funding plan and construction.
And we're just talking flyover tracks, not the highway.
What's that?
Just the track. Cross the tracks and down
to the roundabout.
Let's not get in that whole discussion if it's a flyover Thornton or a flyover.
It's not anymore. The funding, the... transportation plan doesn't call for it anymore.
Okay. Now let's see if we can kind of combine, because there are a lot of ones. In fact, the Thornton overcrossing, we could do funding / construction.
Yeah. Correct.
Engineering
right.
Study.
Where's the engineering in there?
Yeah.
Well, you fund it. You're going to fund it for, I mean, you guys, my idea was there was we have to start funding it. We're not funding it. We all sit around and go, we should do it.
And
but we have no funding.
That's okay.
For the, we have pedestrian bridge, Vanderbilt golf course, pedestrian bridge to Hovender. Are you, you want to just...
Pedestrian bridge over Hookstead?
Pedestrian bridges?
Yeah.
Two bridges.
Yeah.
Just bridge.
Or maybe just put.
I doubt that we will ever do two. I'll make a decision to do one of the two.
So, yes, I was going to say.
I don't know.
No, just
maybe
from
we
a
will
permitting.
Do two.
No,
well, do you
want
to keep them separate, or are you feel good about
keep it separate so the council can determine which one they favor?
Okay, we'll keep it separate.
Yeah, but if you will split your mind, that appears in the top 10. That's true.
Greg, I'm just going to say, I think that you should combine them, because if that's important to council, a split vote might remove it off the priority
list.
That's
what I was thinking, yeah.
I think you need to combine.
And then later you can argue amongst yourselves about
you can
which one you like.
I just said pedestrian bridge over Nooksack.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Pedestrian bridge over Nooksack.
I agree.
Cool. I got new hearing aids designed for a higher frequency, so that's what I was losing.
That's
so I can hear now.
You can hear what you want. Ice cream.
What?
Are
we? Yeah,
right.
The ice cream store closed, though.
Combine
the 15 get enough business.
And 16 into one. The library boardwalk to the ball fields and the Riverwalk extension.
Yeah,
was being
it's cold, closed and they're remodeling the inside of it.
I
want to be more specific, though.
I like it.
We only
went once, though.
They just
got the
traffic connected to...
Not your location.
The library. Maybe
you need
to
near the
Riverwalk. That back trail.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. The ball fields to Riverwalk. About bringing
the
ball fields to Riverwalk. There you go.
Library to Riverwalk.
Get rid of 60.
How about 1 and 18?
1 and 19. 18. 1 and 18. Regional pool. Okay. We can put regional pool rec center.
Would that also mean if the Y were to upgrade, would we consider that a regional facility?
I would think so, because
I think the Y is considering it regional.
I was going to say the same thing. So.
13, 19, and where's our chairs? 38. So upgrade council chambers.
Upgrade / remodel or something?
Yeah.
What about moving the Y to this side?
That would take care of the chairs too.
What's that?
Remodel upgrade.
What's that?
Moving the Y to
the
chairs. Chairs.
I believe they're considering it, aren't they?
Up there?
They want to be, they kind of want to be on in the downtown.
Okay. Downtown. 26 is a requirement. Right. Right.
So
the
other side. Anywhere than the other side.
Well, it would be discretionary to find the funding and actually walk from the existing. I think
oh, existing. Okay.
That would be a retrofit.
What about security? Or I guess the security and security are two different things.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
You refuse to.
But you refuse to do that.
They're definitely different.
No, I will never acknowledge to build a
wire. Same stuff.
It's either double.
Now it says recreation district and regional rec center. Are they? They really are.
The rec district.
Yeah, the rec district is the overall overarching body.
Depending on how quickly we can get a rec district done, I'm fuzzy on will we still have a parks department in the city after we have a rec district. I don't know. Will we or won't we?
If we have a parks district, it would include the city.
Yeah, we could do an interlocal. And stuff like that, or we can stay separate. There's a bunch of detail that can be worked out before going to voters.
That's why I think we need to, at this point, keep separate.
Okay, any others?
What about, there's a lot of Pioneer Park ones. 831 and there was
the pavilion is not the same as Pioneer Park.
Yeah, pavilion's different than the park. Because we have ADA, we have the ADA walkways, and then we have the alarm system.
Kind of those seem separate too.
Separate issues.
They're kind of different. I think we might have done all the combining. We really
is the ADA walkways, is that something the city would do, would pay for, or is that something?
Yeah.
I see 25. Never mind.
Where's the one about having the chamber?
Blue Chamber Visitor Center?
And refurbished pavilion, could those be combined? Would that be intent?
Could yeah.
Maybe.
That hasn't been established. I mean, we haven't had those series of meetings, but I mean, that was my first meeting.
It's all part
the
of
chamber has agreed to do that.
It's all part of the plan.
Correct.
Maybe we should say repurpose pavilion?
Would that take, would repurpose?
Well, you can put refurbished pavilion, I can put chamber visitor center.
Sure, I don't mind putting it out there and written down.
Chamber visitor center.
That makes sense for chamber.
Because
to make that the focus of the
visitor center.
They're not going to.
You're not going to
want the whole pavilion turned into the visitor center.
No,
it's part of it.
Probably the front of it.
And then that could also go into 13, and possibly as conversations go, where maybe council does go there, maybe it doesn't, but.
Well, council could also end up with the annex, so
that's true. Yeah, we haven't put Pete's annex on that list, but
no,
I don't want
I am surprised. I thought that'd be
Kathy
up there somewhere.
I thought we would have tear down the police
station. Number 39.
Oh, it's still on the master plan.
Guess that's our list.
Outreach
if that blows up or burns down, you know, we're coming to your house first.
I think she was pretty specific, Yuri.
What?
I think she was pretty specific to Cracker Barrel.
She was.
I think there was a cultural reason behind that.
We can finish that tomorrow.
Geographic.
Are there any Cracker Barrels on the West Coast?
There's one in Idaho.
Okay, that's close. That's
are there any in America? On the West Coast of America?
Well, no, you look, Bass Pro Shops just finally came west, but it's there in what, Salt Lake City or something. And that's big, but they haven't come west yet.
I would vote for a Black Bear Diner. That's
Greg, do you want me to give out some of these other ones?
Oh, let's just start with these.
Just Musk?
Yeah, we'll start off with Musk.
Okay.
How are we going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, please give them to me when you're done.
Right, now what you need to do now is your number one choice. The one you think is most important, you'd put under 10 points.
Use a number.
Oh, and use the number. So let's say you think, you'll. If you think number 8 is the most important thing, you would put number 8 under your 10 points.
So if you want it to be successful, give it more points.
Yes. 10, 9, 8, all the way. So you're going to pick your top 10, put the number, don't write down what it says, but put the number next to your points.
Then please give it to me when you're done.
And can I suggest that we be honest about this? And if it's something that we all recognize is a need, that we don't play games with it. Council members in the past have taken obvious things and let them off.
Right.
Which.
What specifically do you. Are you talking about the officer?
Police station.
I mean, like, right for this, is there something that you think we have to
do? No. The other thing is, everybody has to have 10.
Right.
You can't get away with just saying,
yes, please fill out the whole thing.
We're doing one twice.
Yeah.
Right.
We're doing one twice.
Oh, Yuri, you're at.
Sorry.
Yeah. You can only assign one to one.
It's like we need it's like a board game.
It would help you. I mentioned we use numbers.
Yes, it would help if you put the number with it, please.
Yeah,
the number for it, that allows me to do this easier.
Okay.
So, based on yesterday's exercise that I failed at by
what
competition.
Numbers next to the numbers?
Just embarrassing. I'm prepared today. I'm ready to do this. I'm using Mark's system, not my Chinese one. I'm an abacus.
The county had a really
trust me, before you, Sam, Mark had a hard time getting us all on the same page, too.
Yeah, Zimmerman always used words.
Not
English.
Instructions is hard.
Sam, the county had a cool spreadsheet the other day where they were able to compute changes live. You know, they had everything they put in it to show the percentage and everything.
That's neat.
Yeah. Are you in that
today? I'm not in that today. I'm not doing that.
You're not the older one.
Yeah. I'm going to use my own brain.
He was
fine. Really?
I'm going to use my 37th percentile math score.
Yeah,
my GRE.
Yeah. He is worse than 63% of the people.
You know what was that, though? That was 1 point below average.
I think 39
37%, I know.
How is that
39 and number
12?
The Thornton Overcross and the Cracker Barrel.
Thornton Overcross and the Cracker Barrel.
We went here priorities.
Right.
Obviously, management makes good cheese grits.
But it's like a worldwide.
Well, that's where the Cracker Barrel should go. Is over on that side of Portland Way.
It's true.
It's
really
scoring.
Sam, you're blocking the board.
Stay away from the board.
You're distracting us from our process.
I get exceedingly high. I got a bit of stuff. And you're studying a bunch of numbers. If I remember, you studied the cost for like 4 months. I know those projects. That's what you mentioned.
Are you arguing over who's the bigger slacker?
Yeah.
Amongst the people who decide what they want to pay.
I study the block.
Where are your sports? All their sports.
They're probably very
low. Interesting, and when staff did this yesterday, we came up with, I think, just about
45
items. So that seems to be. But there's some that we came up with that aren't on the list, some that you guys came up with.
Let me guess, staff raises.
Did you do this already?
I don't screw around and talk. Jeez. We're here for a function.
I'm amazed you're able to crank that out that fast. Of course, I'm writing down because I have to do it that way. Sorry.
You're writing the whole stuff out?
Well, I'm just because I my own thing of keeping, well, where am I?
Oh. I follow directions. I put the numbers up. Sit next to Sam and I'll get slapped.
Sam, is there a way to find that information online?
What are you talking about?
GRE scores.
Yeah, you can log into the website. It's probably, I mean, you're not very techy, so.
And the website gives me is probably like
samtaylor.com. Your scores are zero. -4.
Those DNA test things that you can do aren't very accurate. Okay. Somebody did it. They did send the same DNA to 4 different like ancestry.com things, and they all came up with different.
Really?
Yeah, the FDA is now getting involved apparently because of the medical claims they've been making related to those tests.
Oh, okay.
Just read a story about that.
I have to tell you, Greg, I'm really not missing the whole like little dot thing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, the colored dots.
I'm really not missing that.
Is that, or you stack the room with all your buddies so they all put their number one dot on the same thing? So it wins.
Yep.
I think that was our last community meeting that we had. Was rigged for the pool to win.
I was scared. You know, Carol, you're a lot more fun, but you know, at least Lloyd made it interesting. Because you never knew. Like, what?
Well,
I don't think he did either. I think it was a surprise sometimes.
Yeah. Wake up and go, what planet am I on today?
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of wondering why we can't just go buy like a $6 clock for this room. What's the deal there?
That's number 40.
We don't need to have.
What's the deal?
We've all got 16 clocks.
You know, they got them on sale at Rite Aid for $9.99.
Every 5 minutes, I have to scan my credit card to keep playing.
That's because all cops are constantly. They got clocks everywhere.
That's
and then the cool ones have their watches here.
That's true.
It's a cop thing.
But see, mine's on this.
I know. Well, cool. You're retired now.
That was one of the requirements. You have to.
You don't have to be cool anymore.
It was pretty much though a functional thing because this is where you get a lot of. Mm-hmm. So you didn't.
Ask Al. It's like, what was it? Where I was it? Somewhere on job things. And it was the guys, transitioning out of the woods. And, you know, they're doing jobs. And he goes, yeah, we won't be able to cut off our pants. I'm used to that. You know, all the loggers, you know, have their, you know, cut off.
Sport high waters.
Tonight, the donkey thing.
Is that last night? I wasn't aware. In fact, what was it is, I was reading, they had a funny article about, because all the lagers went to like cork style booths, and it really started on the West Coast, and then they increased the cork, so somebody established it, no corks. And then you show the rise of the Romeo shoe, you know, that slip-on, no cork boots in the road. Because those, now that's a new phenomenon. You go to like a Montpelier High School, and every boy has those Romeo slip-ons. You know, see it at Fernand, and you're looking like that company's just like, we never recognize it. All of a sudden, we're going to start making shoes like mad.
That's kind of a regional shoe.
Yeah.
You don't see those anywhere.
Oh, yeah, they love the state of Washington is their biggest market.
Yeah, I heard the same thing about Subaru.
Yeah, Carhartt. Now, it was funny, there's a downtown Carhartt store, downtown Seattle, Carhartt only, because now it's kind of become, now the other side's like, well, if all the city people are going to start wearing Carhartts, then
there goes the price. We got to change that. We got to go to something else.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing the Seahawks didn't play at midnight last night.
Why?
Well, the way the wind blew.
Well, I didn't wake up at midnight. So.
Oh,
I woke up at 2 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep till 3.
Really?
I have a window right on my head.
My wife's got a plastic storage unit that she has.
Oh, yeah.
Her cushions for the stuff on the deck. And she took that storage unit, closed the lid, and put one of those great big steel flag holders, you know, to keep the flag from, you know, and put it on top. And this thing went down the steps and was halfway into the yard. At midnight, we're both up putting my pants and coat and some shoes on. And she was getting the coat on and her shoes so we could go out and rescue this thing out of the yard because it had blown down, you know. And we're lucky it didn't blow that whole thing right into the windows.
Oh, yeah.
You
know.
The porta potty
fell over at the construction site across the street.
Oh. Well, yeah, and it knocked down the security
fence. Oh.
Seems when we had Mr. Numbers do this, we went a lot faster.
Come on.
Or the dots. Oh. The color dots, it was obvious what won.
While we're waiting, if you want, if you look at the very last tab, I guess it'd be a purple tab.
Purple.
This is that three question thing.
Sure.
And this is what we did off of our Facebook page. The white pages at the end are side by side, so you can see so the first person said the three things they'd love to change, and then they also said the three things they'd never want to change. So if you want...
How many people have responded?
About 40-some people.
So,
so here, in no particular order, on the green pages, I listed the things they'd love to change, and then on the red pages... I listed all the things they'd never want to change. And then again, the white pages show the same respondent. So you can see what they thought back.
Art Rocha's house completed.
Who put that?
What?
But they're really, looking through this list, there is a rhyme and reason. People love the flower baskets, mm-hmm. the Christmas lights, the flags.
Yeah.
They love our parks.
What are the green sheets?
The green sheets are the things they would love to change.
In no particular order.
In no particular order. There's four pages of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You see what the
first
one is?
Union issues, if you have welfare recipients clean the city.
Not in particular order.
There's actually, that was the only
one.
Oh,
all
right. Okay.
Sam, my wife wanted you to notice what Central did for the Seahawks.
I posted on our Facebook page within 5 minutes of it being posted.
Oh, great job. I'm going to tell her you're a hero.
What's that?
Oh,
my.
I wonder who wrote this.
Central just really adopted the Seahawks yesterday.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
This is what I put. What's improving? Ugly Bridge? Do we know Ugly Bridge? Is that
must be the train.
Actually, it was the Main Street Bridge, or the Pioneer, and you know, our Pioneer Bridge, if you will. When you get to the white pages, there's a lot more comments.
Okay.
And you can see what they really talked about as far as the Ugly Bridge.
Eliminate railroad through downtown?
Yeah, a lot of these aren't, some of these aren't necessarily practical. Yeah, it says the ugly bridge. Bridges are a thing of beauty in Europe. I was so disappointed when the bridge was redone with no thought whatsoever to beauty. The best thing about the bridge is the graffiti. What does that say about it?
Where's this leadership by our current mayor come from? Is that Kelly?
Where's it say?
And it says, we never want to change. Leadership is seen with our current mayor.
Oh, really? Right on.
Like a railroad bridge.
Oh. Thanks, Mark.
When the bridge was redone.
Talking about both of them?
I think they kind of mixed it up.
Peter's paying off.
Yeah. And not surprisingly, the things they would never want to change, if there's one theme, it's small town. They love the small town feel.
And that includes the people that have moved here in the last 5 years, right?
Yes, yes. And in fact, since this was a social media, I wouldn't be surprised if these results skewed towards younger rather than older folks.
Well, except be careful. Depends on whether it's Twitter or Facebook.
And we did a Facebook, didn't we? So it could be anybody.
Well, but the younger people have stopped using Facebook. Yeah, it's too slow for them.
That's so cool. Well placed drive-through
college. When you're talking high school?
Oh, my God, that's important.
My grandson will tell you, I don't use Facebook.
Yeah.
It's not fast enough.
Facebook, 76% of all internet users still use Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Actively.
Our Facebook page gets a lot of traffic. It's nice because people can interact. I love when staff interact.
It was neat when the other night, Planning Commission, I hadn't really, when they started talking about all the different generations, mm-hmm. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, the millennials.
Yeah. The millennials are—I didn't realize they were bigger.
Yep.
Yeah.
The millennials was the biggest group.
Was that your wife?
No, I actually really don't know where that came from. They spell my name right. It might have been my mom.
Smart people like
Perry. Is it
Perry?
Perry.
I could see both for that. I'm not
certainly
tell
wasn't
you.
Your music teacher.
No, that's right.
Maybe my wife though.
Yes, she's still alive.
What's the six? SIXE.
Where was this? What is this?
It's on the third pink page.
What is it?
Third? Halfway down. The six. S.
The six. Oh, yeah.
E.
The six E.
Okay. Oh, the size. I'm sorry. That should be Z E.
Oh, size.
So what they never want to change is
Left-handed
the size.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, unfortunately, some of these we have no choice but to change the size, but we could preserve small town feel even while growing.
You'll see in here too. Like, some people talk about that we should give teachers more money. I mean, we can't do anything about that. So,
teacher put that.
Yeah, the question wasn't posed. What do you like about Ferndale that the city can do something about?
Right. So it was an open-ended question.
Take care of the stuff.
What would it do if we went to a monthly billing for water?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. That's all. Been there, done that.
Yes, small town.
Would it be more than doubling the cost?
Small town. It's so many. It's just the dominant.
Well, it really is.
I was thinking with that. Did you want to talk about what does small town mean?
Because that's what I did.
You know, because small town means something different.
Or do you want to just not do that? I don't know how you want to do that. 17-5 all got the same score, so they all got 24 points. 23 and 2 both got 15 points.
That's kind of cool.
32 and 4.
Thank you guys for doing that. That's neat.
So, I don't know, 8 and 3, they both got 33 points.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to hear how they...
What we'll probably need to do is
preserve it. Unfortunately, it's only 40.
Do you want to list them, though, like this, and then list them there?
Yeah,
but that's what surveys do, is try to find...
Do you want me to tell you? I'll announce.
So these are the
I like the idea.
Yeah, these are the
hodgepodge of the buildings.
The top 11,
there's no flow. Linden's Dutchtown, Winthrop is the Western theme, Leavenworth German. So we just need to nuke downtown and start all over again.
Tear down the eyesore corner of Vista and Washington.
Yeah.
You know, the ugly White House.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could get a better
Who owns that house, by the way? Tell them first and then go from there.
We have quite a few ties on there. So what we're going to do is I'll list the top 10 or 11, and sometimes there'll be two or three. And what we'll then do is we'll just do a second round of voting so we can actually get kind of a ranked order amongst those.
Okay.
So
number one is the Thornton Overcrossing.
Which was number
12.
Number 12. Okay, the second one.
Second place was a tie between number 3, which was the 19th and 20th police officer, and number 8, refurbish the pavilion.
Okay.
Number 3 was a 3-way tie between number 5, the recreation district, number 9, Lego Ferndale Terrace,
And number 17, restore street maintenance and sidewalk funding.
How many do you want to have at the end?
Well, we're gonna. I'm just gonna list out the top 10, and then we'll okay. then we'll bring yeah. it back to you guys.
Yeah.
Four was number one, which is the regional Bull Rec Center. Five was number 10, which is the coordinated police vehicles or upgraded police vehicle fleet. Six is a tie between number two, which is the acquire the golf course, and number 23, which was police department security improvements. Number seven is 35 traffic revisions on Main Street. Eight is number 22, Main Street light synchro, which I guess those could have been combined.
Not necessarily.
One's a traffic study.
Number nine is the three-way tie. Number four, the Lummi Slater guiding principles. Number six, which was off-leash fenced dog park. And 32, the wastewater treatment plant master plan. And then finally, number 10 is number 11, which was the attract, retain, non-rep compensation guidelines. And 15, number 15. Which is the library boardwalk, the ball fields, to Riverwalk. That's the top 10 with ties.
It's like the top 20.
Yeah. Now what we'll do is we'll actually go just off of this list.
3, 15, 20, 6, 7. It's the top 17.
Right. 7. Now we can count the first 10, mm-hmm. and we're good to go. Or we can revote this list to come up with a ranked order just amongst these.
I would go for the top 10. Even including the tie.
One, we're, two, three.
Four. We've almost doubled the top 10.
Do we want to give them much
more money? Go down, cards? Go down eight, to nine. Number six.
Yeah. What do
you all have against grits? Yeah. Now we need to rank
the what?
Grits.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Right.
Yeah. I love grits.
Exactly. I like that idea.
Yeah. Okay. I'd rather take the time to.
Right. Then we can go ahead and
are we going to end up with 10?
We normally ended up with about 10.
We
tried to come up with consistently about 10. Over the years, then we've done like 5 shoulds and 5 coulds because, you know, at some point, if you come up with 30-some and you have 3 lists, everything gets on the list.
Well, you cut, so you could just call it 10. But you just, you know, I guess they're not ranked though, because you've got 10 there right now.
But we don't, but yeah. So
those will rank differently.
Now, right, because all these points will now be reallocated up here.
But you were here.
So let's do this.
That was when we started.
Let's go ahead and now let's do the same thing. New card.
Take everything above the line. And
10 points is still the top. Right?
10 points is still the top.
So just from those first 10?
Just in those first 10.
So rank those first 10.
Could I make a statement that we just released from one of it, or is that, I don't mean to advocate on it, but it might be illuminating. It has to do with the fleet. We are averaging per year in the last 3 years, 222,052 miles that we drive every year. Monthly average is 17,500 miles, which means that every year a car has reached its 100,000 miles. We haven't replaced the car except for Stone Garden in the last 5 or 6 years. This year alone, 2013, we have 4 cars that are over 100,000 miles. They couldn't even be driven anymore. And the new officer that comes on will be given a car that is 9 years old, has over 100,000 miles, to be used as a primary emergency vehicle. So
in the next 4 years, we will have 10 cars over 100,000 miles, some considerably over 100,000. Yeah. But the officers have to qualify an emergency vehicle operation course every couple of years, high-speed training in a car that's 6 to 8 years old.
What is our current policy for take-homes? If you live in the city, we don't charge you. If you live outside the city, do we charge them?
Outside our UTA.
Within 30 minutes, and otherwise they pay?
Outside UGA.
New people. Requirement
it's outside UGA, isn't it, Greg? We went outside UGA.
Yeah.
New people. New people, you're right.
I believe was the
reason. You're right, thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes I remember something.
That's amazing.
We're only voting from
6 hours. Right, so these are the ones.
There's also food. Please eat when you can.
The ones purple and blue are the ones we need to assign the points to.
Hey, Sam?
Yes?
Our city attorney just informed me that she's supporting the Saints today.
For real? For serious?
For real.
We need another
Can we prioritize number one, new city attorney's office?
She's from Louisiana. What? She even spells Go Wrong. G-E-A-U.
Yeah, the
That's
Go.
That's French.
Yeah. That's what they do for the LSU Tigers, too.
Oh, really?
That's okay.
I'm going to inform her to that she's no longer employed by us.
Correct.
Thank you for your services. You're fired.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Are
Go
no longer required.
It's
all right. Yeah.
What's she do?
I know.
But that's okay.
This food is just going to be pretty easy. Thank you.
That's
all there is. There's two different platters, basically, but like a large platter and a small platter. They're both a lot of factors. Yeah. What?
Leave this one for the police.
Blue colors?
No, no way. No way.
You kind of, Greg, what's the purpose of color changes?
Right now we're choosing amongst the blue, and what I wanted to do was we're going to eventually do the other ones.
I didn't understand. Cunning was
glory.
Yes. I can't remember.
How many wants the fun left one?
I tried to find someone else to deliver.
Or no, the changes of time thing kind of stuff. But I did get like a 50% discount. Because he gives a discount to LE and
Okay. Poison
is my favorite.
Now, how's he going to keep separate the ones that we just did earlier?
Where is that?
Can we just throw it down here? Is that?
Yeah, I just put mine in the same.
Yeah, that's the pile. Yeah.
Well, what is one is what on? I got confused just for a second. Number four, number one, rec, and number five, rec district.
That's the pool, rec center, and five.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, all right. Really?
Thank you. Thank you.
Really?
So this is the pile right here?
Traffic flow off the list. Can we talk about it?
About 82%.
So we only went to top six, right?
Top six is all we did?
Yeah.
I just want to make that one right now.
talked about
2%.
Yeah.
Yes, our priority this year. So
and I said,
yeah,
what happens if I do nothing?
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to get the
I don't
want
to
do
that.
So I'm trying to get the
death
thing. And I do that on the fly. Because, yeah, we're at
2%. Yeah, right.
So you guys don't think about that. Normal people don't think about that.
They issued that permit, and then they
administer that. I'm on for that.
Well, whatever we do, well, then, let's say if we were going to,
very often.
Taught him trades for later. Taught him a trade.
White head, busy, all
the way. Yeah, sorry.
No, because
he.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. You don't want me to hit you in the chest
right now. And
yes.
TSA? Yeah. Where do you have this thing?
And you know, we're just going to do whatever we want anyway.
Oh, Cleveland's trying to do that
today. Thanks for adding that. Thanks for adding that. Thank you.
Hey, Mel and Dom. I think I'm going to take this list and read it off to Old Settlers Monday night because I think they need to know how important they are to the community.
It'll be a long file.
Oh, yeah.
You, I mean, I think that's they deserve
they
to hear.
They should know that.
It's a dominating theme that people really like the Pioneer Picnic.
Yeah.
Well, and some of the other activities like the lights. The Old Settlers gets involved with the lights.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I tend to bring it up with Kiwanis that on that survey, the flags thing came up a lot.
It did. I know, it was very exciting. No. I put someone it on there. When I, on
there. Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
When I went on Facebook.
You bet.
Did that make it on there? Oh.
No, it was down below. It was
so while we're chatting, Harry Esther shared to me the other night that he has a meeting up with Linda Quinn.
I refuse, but that's all right.
Because she wanted to talk to him because she didn't appreciate his comments. And so Perry is telling me, I go, well, here's how I'd like you to start the conversation. You're questioning me about how I talk about the Ferndale School District. Mayor Jensen would like to mention that it's a free speech issue. They go, would you do that for me? And he goes, ooh, I know where you're going with that. Sure.
She called me and I said, Linda, what do you hope to accomplish? Well, I'd like to talk to you about your views on that. And I said, you're not going to change my mind. I'm either going to make you angry or you're going to make me angry. I see no reason to meet because
I think you said
it
to me.
Well, that's a strategy she's using. She's picked up the phone and called everybody that's indicated any opposition.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a meeting with John Freeberg, with Terry Etheridge.
Well, you know that
Dean Russell was called.
You know that D-Bot said when he met just before Greg and I, he said, is Mel Hansen speaking as a council member? And I said, well, I don't know where he's going with this conversation. What Mel Hansen decides to speak at is there's no control and there's never going to be any control. What Mel Hansen won't say, the city has nothing to say about that. He goes, well, is he talking as a council member? I go, I really don't know where you're going with this conversation, so you need to.
Well, see, he knows because I preface my remarks with, I'm one city councilman, and I'm speaking as an individual, but I have an issue with the bus garage going on the Mountain View site. There are streets, project the street things that will need to be taken care of. And I said, have you investigated with the city? And at the forum, he said, oh, yeah, we're all good. I talked to Yori last week, and it's we're all ready to go. And then I went and talked to Yori, found out that it was all in passing. You know, he basically said, you realize that we have this proposal for the... And Yori basically says, yeah, I realize that. He said, somebody said, or, I'm not sure, Yori, you'd have to tell me, but, you know, you ought to stop in sometime and we can talk about the things. And Mark interpreted that we're all good with it.
We met about...
That's like a Lloyd thing. You didn't say no, so you must like it.
We met about their new building up on Thornton next to Horizon and Cable Ridge, right. The new high school concept, and then this, and, you know, basically said... Yeah, you know, zoning, you know, could support it. You know, here's some other, you know, things to look at, you know, traffic and all of that. When you're ready to move forward, you know, we will start our, you know, reviews on it, but really nothing beyond there. You know, you're going to have to pay your fees.
Well, I got called from Louisa House the other day for a function, so I was up there, and then they brought it up, and they go, can we walk you back to our back wing? Now, look at our windows. Can you envision a bus garage out here? You know, I mean, it's a quiet place for seniors trying to survive in the next century. It's like, I hadn't even thought about that one. I don't know. When Mark came that day, he says, well, how do you think it's going? Well, it's great. I think it's going to pass like 65%. I wanted to go... Whoa!
You just did that?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
But you know, maybe in Mark's defense, he might be. It depends on the circle of people you talk to.
Maybe no one says anything negative to him, and he ignores the negative.
Well, I know one thing. I'm a little bit upset about what's going on at the high school. Every morning during the announcement, don't forget to tell your parents that this election is coming up. And that they need to vote on, not for.
When you were there, did they ever do that before?
Oh, my God.
I've yet to come across anybody that's voting for.
Thank you for saying that, because I haven't either. And I mean, I have a wife that's a teacher.
Keep in mind.
That's right. I've been posting at the Ferndale Neighbors site. So is Linda Fell. And I thought Linda Fell was a friend of mine. She's now on the promotion committee. She will hardly speak to her.
Some people
are going to
stay mad for a long
time.
Oh, I know.
But no, it's for the kids. It's for the children.
Well, it's too bad. I hope you rebuild that relationship, because that's a big band supporter. Now I'm not speaking terms with her.
I will, and I have. And I have. You know, she was really upset with me last week because she got on and said, the best building just had a major problem. This was a music building. A bunch of students got stuck in a practice room with an instructor, and it took them 2 hours to find a sledgehammer to get them out. And then we turned around, and the boiler sat. So I got on and said, you know, that building was 5 years old. Same thing happened. That kid stuck in a practice room, couldn't get them out. And the doorknob just spun. And we had to get maintenance over there. They didn't have to use a sledgehammer. But that happened when the building was 5 years old. And, Linda, would you replace your house because the furnace went out? Would the bulldozer do it? I have a real strong.
Haven't they passed multi-million-dollar maintenance and they can't buy a new door lock with it?
Well, it's not the same door lock as back then, but.
Well, no, I mean, it's a door lock. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you fixing simple door locks?
Well, I'm sure that's what they did. Man just came over.
Well, I was talking with some folks the other day, and we were saying, well, first we heard it was the football stadium needed to be, that was it. Then next is the school, and now they said that they want to nuke the auditorium.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like, why does all of this need to be redone, They just couldn't see
because the football stadium is going to go where the auditorium is.
And what was the levy for last year?
That was maintenance and operation.
But we're still going to be paying for that.
It was already approved.
And that's been hard part of my anti has been all along, has been over the auditorium and the gymnasium. I see absolutely no reason to eliminate those two buildings. If you need to build a new high school, there are various states of the rest of the complex that's in various states. But those two buildings have a lot of life left. Why are we tearing them down?
Yeah, that's a question I got.
Yeah.
For the children.
For the children. For the football stadium, we're talking about.
When the ground was freezing.
Yeah. So, now you guys, don't get me started.
I think they're taking your advice, though, because they're doing a lot more outreach now than.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
43%. My prediction. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm very surprised if it even gets 50.
So, is the Ouija board for that?
No, I just throw it out there. I've been around the community long enough that I have a feel. And, no.
I don't predict anymore. I was totally off the last election.
Huh?
I don't predict anymore. No, I was totally off in every race in the last election. So I don't know what voters are going to do.
Well, not totally off.
Well, county council races, I've told you.
Well, yeah.
I don't go to college unless you can't go, right?
Correct.
Okay, these are the top 10. It was a three-way tie, 6, 7, and 8. But anyway, Fort Dover Crossing, refurbished the pavilion, 19th and 20th police officer, recreation district, Lego and Ferndale Terrace. Then there was a tie between the regional pool rec center, upgrade police vehicles, and restore street money, and then police department security and a choir body.
A question. I guess I'm uncomfortable with saying we're going to acquire land. It's one of our priorities. I mean, does that put us in a bizarre position for negotiations?
No, not at all.
Actually, one of our prior years was acquire the golf course.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that. What we want to be careful about is talking about values and all that. Just saying there's interest in acquiring, I would say that doesn't really prop up the price of their land whatsoever.
It's impressive.
And we can only try to pay fair market value anyway. So
we're signing documents saying we're going to buy the land.
Yeah, please, for the love of God.
When I threw that out there, acquire is probably the word I use. What I really meant was encourage the development of the golf course into something other than a team.
Oh, I thought you meant
soccer. Oh, that's a possibility. Sure.
The soccer field?
No, it's just lost in steam. I think part of it is because of the mission. They can sell that off. Right now, it's just getting a little bit of money. So we're talking about the
deal. Oh, yeah. You blew away.
Yeah, okay, so these are the top 10. Wait,
you guys, whatever you're doing, figure it out. It's kind of weird.
And so, these here.
Stop screwing around with it.
And those are the ones circled in red. And so, if you'd like, what we can do is we can vote again for these down here, and we would come up with a list of 7 for the should/could.
Uh huh. We've already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
So if we could just take those and the should could, or?
Exactly.
Yeah, then you would rank should could.
Yeah, so we'll rank those, oh, 1 through 7.
These are gone, or are they?
These are the same
thing.
These are those. Gotcha. Back here, we should probably do this. Just make it easier. Yeah. Just look at that one. So, let's do
what
this.
What color would you like us to do?
We'll do it in blue. So just vote for the top seven. There's spaces for 10, but just do the top seven.
No write-ins?
No write-ins. Someone did a write-in last time, and I ignored it. I will be honest about that.
Cheater.
No. Can't tell you. Well, there's rules. Thank you. Must have order, sir.
We must have order?
What if I don't like any of this? I shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
Hold your nose and...
Speaking of the obvious...
No, there's a couple of eyes.
Thank you.
Are we throwing him over there?
Oh.
You're not getting much time to eat there, Sam.
It's not going to take that long. It's more of a survey we're looking at.
Greg, we, even though the state claims jurisdiction, we have to pay for main accident roundabouts?
Are you talking about
the freeway?
If we want them to.
Because the state says we have the money. Now, if we put together a pretty good financing plan, they'll probably work them forward with some money.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep telling us that they don't have any money.
That's all going to the hole in the ground.
We've always been kind of planning to be on our own.
It's kind of like their auditor thing. You have to have it. By the way, you're paid for it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I pushed him to it.
You
well,
need to know what to like, at least we got together stuff. Like
there you go.
So he said that's exactly where I was, and it's my responsibility.
Chiquit.
Mikey. Chiquit. He said, remember when we talked to him before he sounded like a good guy? He's still kind of
what would be the definition of a parks district? How far outside our city limits?
Where we want, however far we want.
School district boundaries.
How do we do that if it's not?
The county helps us. The county has to put the ballot as well, and they draw the line.
Yeah, the county would actually hold the money. They'd act as treasurer. It's like a conservation district or a banking district or whatever.
Unless the treasurer was okay with like our plan instructor doing it.
Right.
I think that that's what
the owners kind of
game watcher today? I'm a fair weather fan, but it's a good year to be a fair weather fan.
Yeah, probably about 15 years, or maybe more than that, when I started getting into large scale training and what have you, I found that my weekends were spent outside in the yard, and I just didn't have the time.
That's why you're going to outlive all of us.
All right. So I just, I don't really follow any sport. Actually, cycling.
Tour de France?
Yeah.
There's a bakery down there. I'm not bakery.
People would actually
smoke great croissants. Anyway, they bring in TVs when they're alive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So about early in the morning, I'd actually bike in the morning. Have coffee for something, watch a regular race.
And I've gotten crazy because I just set up our PBR. 22nd, I think, of this month, the tour down under us. Really.
Are you a writer? I wasn't
sure about years ago, I was. But nothing. I never competed. It was just, but for some reason, I've just become enamored with it.
Now, you live in the South Center. I mean, by the lake, right?
Yeah.
Great. Bike ride.
At some point, that would be
right down. I used to bike out to, up here down to, you know where Lakewood is, the facility? The university owns a large chunk of land by Sun Valley.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
When we were talking about this, this might be a possibility.
Yeah, in fact, we always see that they rent a lot of kayaks. I have a sailboat. You know, we see them.
Have you been down in there?
No, I've seen it from the
wall. It says there's buildings about 5 years from now, but
yeah.
I think it was in the state of Washington. I used to use that all the time in the 80s as a student.
Really?
Rent sailboats, I got my sailing car, the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
I used to call these in the state of Washington County. I don't think I'll ever own waterfront.
My wife is getting a lake lost.
They haven't left the house.
It's a nice piece of fiber.
I've seen it from the water.
Are you on
opening or something like that. But that's their deal too.
So is the driveway, is that
the property dedicated to the city. And a curl down to give them the northern.
Thank you, taxpayers.
And so it's really that other part.
A lunch.
Yes. That's
actually,
nice.
By ordinance, when we have a 5 o'clock meeting, we're supposed to have a meal.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Okay. Didn't say what kind of meal, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, we just bring a bag of potatoes and pass it around.
I remember that when I was sitting in the audience, you guys would have your sandwiches brought in.
Once we had sandwiches brought in for the council because they were meeting at the dinner hour, Art Rozier was the first one in line. It's like, yeah. that wasn't brought in for you, it was brought in for the council.
Oh, well.
Remember the guy came in, and he came to the next one like, where's the food? I just came for food.
We don't have food every meeting.
It sounded like they wanted to. They were respectful of that.
It's amazing how similar senior staff is to council.
That's well, what I was wondering what's the difference between 1 and 10. Third force.
Yeah.
One, the Thornton, the Main Street Action Roundabouts. If it had been picked up, it would have made our top 10. We just didn't, none of us thought about it.
We have a dilemma there because.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dilemma there because Pilot really grew way too fast. And that's not an easy solution. That's the thing. It's Pilot grew too fast.
Well, but it could be plus or minus.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you say.
And then the library.
No, this is the staff.
They would know. They would know the ballpark. We're not going to hit them.
Well, what upsets me about Pilot is we don't really get anything from having it. We got the traffic, but all the money.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody recently about that. I was saying, yeah, all the revenue goes down south.
Goes south.
All that gas that's been sold there.
Where did this come from?
I think this is somebody kind of doing it off the Facebook posting.
Somebody with a lot of time on their hands.
Nordic.
Yeah, you know these young kids. They do nothing. Sam doesn't sleep.
Central access is misaligned. Yeah. On the 29th, we were going to invite you to this. We have
the final one is their track. Not rep competition.
Where it's basically they would agree to provide us with a definition or something like that. So when we do align it,
These two,
so the first, the white one is the, what are three things you would like to change? And then that is, what are things you would not, never want to change?
You think cost cutter is going to last long?
It just came from the neighborhood.
Where they're closing down all the other ones.
City. Which Facebook was it?
It came from the city of Ferndale. But, well, I linked to it there. I mean, I was able to link the survey to anybody.
Great.
I would think that if another store came in, other than, oh, yeah.
Apparently, Trader Joe's is on everybody's, a lot of people's need. So here's the next seven: Main Street light synchronization, wastewater treatment plant, master plan, Main Street traffic provisions, boardwalk from library and all around, fenced off leash dog park, Lummi City relationship guidelines, and non-rec compensation. There was a tie here, so let's go there.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
If we were to do the library boardwalk, we have to do ecology things and stuff.
We would have to get a hold of the DOD.
Yeah, we've already looked. We're starting to look into that already, get the permits for that. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have this, or do I have this?
I have it all written down, and I will transcribe it and give it to you.
I didn't know if I erased it.
Yeah, go ahead. I have it all.
Okay, great. Well, that's all for that. But the last thing, this is something that wanted to have a quick review of parliamentary procedures. And in fact, under the yellow tab in here, Sam has pulled together some information, and we can just spend a couple minutes. I mean, right now we're well ahead. It's only, you know, it's not even 12:15, so we might be able to get done here by 12:30.
We got the CRX pregame.
There you go. Where are they playing today?
The who now?
Some kind of bird thing going on.
Yep. Okay, well, Sam, why don't you kind of run through it here?
Sure. So this actually, the sheet under this yellow tab and then the cheat sheet, I actually brought to the 2012 retreat, and we never got to it. And I wrote this, I'll be very honest, I kind of went through some good guidelines and picked the ones that I thought should be highlighted based on the things I saw us do at meetings, things that I thought if we followed maybe a little bit better, if we could be a little bit more efficient. And also, sometimes things get heated, and the intent of parliamentary procedure is to help, you know, continue to make everyone on the council feel like they're all going to be respected and heard. And sometimes that didn't work, doesn't always work out that way for whatever reason. And then also, I should add, despite parliamentary procedure, people still might feel disrespected. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the year, Councilmember Zimmerman, you know, parliamentary procedure worked very well to basically stop a discussion that may have gone on too long and didn't have value to it, I guess one could argue. So it goes both ways. But
it's because we hate the First Amendment around here.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think people don't really realize about council meetings. State law sets them up as the meeting of the council. It is literally the council's meeting, and the public is invited to see what you're doing. But it's intended to be orderly and to conduct the business of the community. Then on top of that is this layer of parliamentary procedure. These things are very, very basic, but things I think that would help us personally, this is just my personal opinion, the intent is usually to speak at the chairperson, and it's difficult to do that in a small body, which we're considered under parliamentary rules a small body. And the rules actually are technically a little bit different for a small body than a larger body under Robert's Rules of Order, but it's convenient to talk to each other and all that, but when we start to fight and get heated, which then sometimes makes things go too long, or we get lost in the weeds a little bit, it's oftentimes easier, and also easier to blunt maybe criticism if you direct it at the chairperson. You know, he's going to know that, you know, they're not talking to me directly, but that's just basic decorum. It's a way to avoid insulting people that you're arguing with, to be honest. Another one is no one may speak a second time until everyone who wishes to do so has spoken once. And actually, the mayor's pretty good about this. I watch this each meeting just to see how we're doing. You know, the person who makes the motion is usually supposed to speak first toward their motion, and then it's, you know, you go down the row. And the intent is efficiency. Everyone gets a chance, but at a certain point, you got to wrap up that discussion and get to the vote. And so that's where, you know, everyone gets a chance to speak, and if they want to speak again, you go, you keep going. And then that's when you, if you need to, employ, you know, calling for the question and all that stuff. Trying to think here.
Question.
Yeah.
When you do that, sometimes another council member will say something, and I have a question, they'll say something like it's a fact. And so I want to know, where'd you get the fact from, or how do you know that? But I have to wait, and I don't want to waste my chance to talk.
Yep.
To ask that person a question. So how do I do that if someone has made a point? Can I say, can you clarify what you're saying, or can you clarify that for me? Or
I mean, there's the technicality of the rule, and then there's how are you going to conduct a meeting, I guess. You know, and I like to deliver technicalities on this stuff just because I think that if people try to do this, I do think it would be more efficient.
Because there is a way, a parliamentary procedure, where I could ask, can I question the council member? What's that, when you ask a question of them?
Point of personal privilege, point of order, I guess,
yes,
you know.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, yes. Point of order is usually towards, like, the motions and all, yeah. And, like, the actual conduct of the meeting.
Point of order is that the meeting's not going
yes.
according to...
Point of personal privilege would be that type of thing, I would say.
Point of personal privilege would allow you to ask a question of someone that just made a statement that you believe is incorrect.
If I promise to use it sparingly.
It's not up to me, it's up to the chairperson always to as the stuff goes.
We know
however,
trust me, I know who it's up to.
Yeah. You know, that's the point of information usually is one. Those are called, it's called an incidental motion. And so that's the second sheet is the motions chart, and we'll get to that in a second. But there was obviously things to avoid that we sometimes do is crosstalk and sidebar conversations. Ironically, thank you for that example, Councilmember Watson. I really appreciate that. Some people are better at it than others. I'll put it in the positive. Some people are better at crosstalk than others.
Talking is something I do well.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. Everyone has a different personality, and you know, sometimes these are things where it's just you follow these, and it kind of takes personality out of it. And I don't think that leaving this meeting, everything's going to be perfect, you know. But I mean, the harder we try it, the stuff. I honestly, like, people, council members get concerned about how long our meetings go, and this would help.
It's probably out of order.
Sam, since staff also kind of interrupts or doesn't help with Robert's rules. Are we subject to the same ones?
Staff shouldn't technically speak until spoken to. I mean, that's how it's...
I know your voice.
To be honest, like, be perfectly blunt, that's usually how it works. And usually what I do is I go... I mean, if you can get the mayor's attention, I usually say, can I speak on that? And then I wait for him to call on me.
I try real hard to watch all of you. I know I don't always catch your hands up in the right order, but I try, and I try to, okay, well, you're 1, 2, 3, so you know when
well,
you're coming.
That becomes a real issue if it's a hotly debated, because the hands pop up and the hands pop up. Not only are you supposed to keep track of who's next to speak, but you should be keeping track of has he already spoken and
yes.
allow the guy that hasn't spoken. You do as I do when I'm running a meeting. Typically, I call the hands in the order I see them up. And if somebody's hand goes up, I'll call on them, and if somebody that hasn't spoken yet, you know, tries to get up in front of that, it's like, you know, it's we're all friends.
Yeah.
We should be. And it's really difficult to be in that chair's position and keep it all straight.
Yeah. One other thing that I forgot before I get to the motions table is that we've gotten better at this over the last year, but there should be a motion on the floor before we start to, you know, sharing our opinions about things. And frankly, I know that there's a political reason why you try to hold off on making that motion, because you're trying to gauge what type of motion should I make, should I make the motion, stuff like that. So I totally understand that.
And our rules actually are different than that. Our rules say that there will be a presentation by staff
yes.
and question and answers
yes.
prior to a motion.
Yes, which I would say that motion and discussion on that motion is a little bit different than the presentation aspect of it. So I think we're still pretty in line with rules, but we've gotten definitely better at it, and especially better at it during public hearings where the mayor says,
correct.
Do not state your opinion, we're waiting for the public. If we could kind of try to do that for all things, not even non-public hearings, where we say, let's hold off on those opinions till we got that motion on the floor. And then the intent is you're discussing the motion. Those, you know, your opinions are related to that motion on the floor. And that's where I know, like I said, it's difficult to determine what type of motion do I want to make. Do I want to make it now? Do I need a little bit more info? I'm trying to count some hands, you know, so I totally understand that, recognizing that, but I wanted to mention it. And then finally, the motion chart. And I think sometimes we're getting really, you all are getting very advanced at this, but, you know, for the sake of Carolyn, and unfortunately, Councilmember Olson's not here. Hopefully, he'll listen to this tape. But sometimes we get lost when we get into the minutia of motion making, particularly when we're amending an amendment. Stuff like that. And so the only thing I wanted to try to do was advocate for thinking of the main motion as a thing. Like, this water bottle is the motion. You know, I have moved to approve use of this water bottle with this clear water in it. And I'm doing this because this is when I went to parliamentary procedure training. No joke. The reason why this says Jurassic Parliament on the top of it, she uses dinosaurs to do this. And as soon as I started thinking about the motion as a physical item, it made it so much easier to track the main motion, the amendment on the motion, and then the amendment of the amendment, stuff like that. It makes it so much easier. So there's this motion on there, and I want to amend it because I actually want the water bottle to be empty. Now that's on top of it. Okay? If we say yes to that amendment, this goes away, and here it is. This is what we're now considering. And then you approve, you finally approve that. So now we've got our, say we're back to our main motion. We have this water bottle, there's water in it. I want to amend it because I don't want any water in it. This person now says, okay, I would like to amend the amendment that we have an empty water bottle, but we're also having chips with it. We say yes to that. Now we need to vote on the amendment that's been amended.
And we stop, right? Because you only get the two.
Yes. Yeah, technically you can keep on going as long as it's related. Wow, there's really? Actually no limit. Our rules might say something different, but under parliamentary procedure, you can keep going as long as you can amend that amendment. No joke. Like we sat there where she went through 15 amendments. We had
you cannot put two amendments to the same motion on the table at the same time.
Correct. But you can keep amending the same amendment.
You can amend the amendment.
Yes. Yes. So here's where we're at right now. We've done an amendment on an amendment. We approve it. Now this goes away, and we're saying, okay, are we going to approve that now amended amendment? We say yes. Now here's our main motion. Our main motion is the empty bottle of this. We say yes, this is what ended up happening. We started with this, but this is what ended up happening. And so trying to think of them as physical objects, to me, makes it easier to transition from one thing to the next. We rarely get into amending amendments, but every so often, especially when you're trying to come to some type of compromise, or through a discussion, you find out there maybe there's one more thing we wanted to add into it, or I think I can win some votes if I add this thing. We do them. So if you can think about it like that, it's helped me. I would like to encourage you to bring this chart with you. This chart, you'll see the rankings here. The main motion is always one. And the ranking number is related to control over the thing before it, basically. So if I have a main motion on the floor, technically at any time, I can move to adjourn. It's ranked 12, that's ranked 1. So the higher the number, the stronger it is. We don't use much of these. I actually circled main motion, amendment, refer to committee, and previous call to question. I actually circled those when I was in training because I knew that that's what we were going to end up using most often. But you can see their order. And you can actually do those in order. This chart is also nice because it shows you, does it need a second? Is it debatable? Is it amendable? And what type of majority vote or vote do you need? Is it a majority vote or a two-thirds vote?
I'm confused, Sam, about the secondary amendment being amended.
Don't ask me or about right. I'd have to look at the book.
No. The statement that was just made was is that you can have a motion, an amendment to the amendment, but then you can amend the amendment, but this says you can't.
I thought you could only have secondary. Oh, just a secondary. I didn't think
this says the secondary amendment may not be amended.
That's what I thought.
Where am I looking? Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. No
I wonder if this is for small bodies.
That you had to stop at the secondary.
Let me look into that.
They
might be.
Don't go on ad infinitum.
Yeah, maybe.
If you vote on it, it becomes the main motion.
Well, then you can amend it after it becomes the main motion, you can amend it again.
Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Which
there's no limit.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about.
I thought we were talking about amending amendments.
Oh, you can add that'd many be amendments, possible. But you have to vote on it before you add another.
Okay. Yes.
That was, thank you.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, I was probably unclear. Then now everyone's going to be confused and we're going
to
fail.
Can you return back to the main motion?
Yep.
You amend the motion, that amendment they accept and it's now...
It's now the main motion.
Now the main motion.
But then that fails.
Yep.
Can someone then re-enter the original motion?
They can make a new main motion, not
can
the same
we
one.
Start over?
You cannot make the same one if it was...
Not technically that same meeting, I don't believe so.
No.
I mean, it violates the decorum of the meeting. I mean, the majority has had their say. The majority said no to that motion. Now, however, the general consensus of the body always overrides basically almost anything. So if, for some reason, they all decided all of a sudden, like, let's bring that motion back.
Because the library bond failed. And
yes.
In that moment in time, Keith changed his vote. Well, Keith said, as the no person, I want to bring back the motion.
And technically, you can all change your vote before the chairperson calls the vote or announces it. So if there's a 4-3 vote, and all of a sudden, like Councilmember Hans,
really?
For instance, tried that one time to switch, he did it after the call, but we allowed it. Whatever.
Explain that again, please.
It's a 4-3 vote.
Okay.
Fail. And then
somebody says.
And then mayor has not yet said, motion fails 4-3. Before that happens, you can go, excuse me, I'd like to switch my vote to yes.
Oh.
Now it's a 3 to, now it's 4-3.
So it helps the mayor, particularly the mayor wants to see something.
So quickly.
He could do, anybody want to switch?
Or just delay and look around.
Yes.
And
I don't think you need to
start glaring.
Can we go back to the motion thing for a second?
Yeah.
If there's a motion to spend $5,000 on church vote.
Yes.
And somebody comes along and amends it, and that makes it $6,000.
Okay.
And the amendment passes.
Yep. That's the motion.
Now it becomes the motion.
Yep.
If the main motion now fails,
it's regarding $6,000, not $5,000.
That's right. But now you can come back and have a motion put back on the
somebody
for
$5,000. Somebody has to make it.
You don't have to wait till the next meeting.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. So that's really rudimentary. Just trying to think of them as a
good
thing.
Point.
We're trying that for that decorum stuff. I do think it would be more efficient, and also it helps for the respect aspect of it. Again, this is a small body. It's much easier to talk directly at somebody. I do not expect that that's actually going to end up happening, but I would like to advocate for that.
Can you send us a PDF of this?
Absolutely.
It's on her website, too,
yep.
On the Jurassic Parliament.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you I don't know if any of you signed up for her newsletter. I'd strongly encourage it.
Sure.
I forward them every so often when I think of one that's interesting, but I can forward you her
and she's
website
doing a training
stuff.
Class at the AWC convention.
Yes.
She'll have a training class. I took her class because I did the two-day newly elected.
Yes.
And she did a huge thing.
Did she do the 4-hour or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 8 hours with her.
And it was
amazing. Pretty intense. but we ended up doing a full large assembly with her. That was pretty interesting. She even offered to let us try to chair that. Well, that was really difficult to chair a meeting with that. And just for insight, I mean, what I'm giving you here, I have such a basic limited understanding of this stuff. She, as a registered parliamentarian, I believe there are 86 motions that can be made that can also then be amended 86 different ways. She had to know all of that to take her test. So it's a different animal to actually be a registered parliamentarian. I'm there to try, but it's so different.
You ought to watch the FFA kids in a state convention.
I bet they're really technical.
The parliamentary procedure playoffs, if you will, because they will put a group of like 12 in a meeting, the chairman, the vice chairman, and then how that meeting goes, they get certain points for it. Man, those kids are good.
I bet.
Oh,
I bet.
Geez. But now, there is one thing here that is always confusing. It's always irritating to me when it happens. The misuse of the word table.
Table.
Yes.
To table essentially is to kill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What you're really after is to postpone to a time certain or to refer to committee or
back,
something
back.
Along
put
that line.
Put it on the back burner.
Huh?
Put it on the back burner.
Well, not back burner. That's killing.
That's to refer it to committee.
Yeah.
If you refer back to committee,
yeah.
Right.
I circle refer to committee because I believe that most appropriately for what we do here,
correct.
Always send back to committee.
Yeah.
That gives us time to cool down, bring it back, bring you more information, mm-hmm. and then the committee has another opportunity to make a recommendation.
But back to what you said, so if somebody somehow it got through in discussion and you want to just
kill it, even not even vote on it.
Table.
You say, I make a motion to table this.
Yeah.
And that's voted on?
Yeah, so think about Parliament. Where
and then it's dead.
On the you bring a bill down to the floor.
Well, I never knew that.
There is another motion to bring it off the table.
To take from the table.
But you have to actually put that motion in place.
Yes.
Often it's done in a situation where the body really wants to delay any action on that until later in the meeting.
Okay.
They'll vote to table it.
Yes.
And then turn around. Time certain can work that way too. You can say, I'd like to put this as number 13 on the agenda tonight, and it's second currently. And if they vote to do so, that's a time certain.
Yep. We've gotten really good about not using table. In 2011, when I first got here, there was panic all the time, and we've gotten really good about referring to committee. It's just it's easier, unless do intend to kill it. There was a city, the last municipal clerks conference I went to, there was a city that was inappropriately tabling things to their next meeting. They were tabling it.
Oh.
And they weren't postponing to a certain time. They were tabling it. And they would, the clerk's office would then, they'd do their agenda, and at the bottom they'd say tabled items. And they had 8 years worth of tabled items.
Well, the reason why is the metaphor is a poor metaphor. I'm going to put it on the table so that it's still available to access.
Yeah.
Closeted would be a better word.
And that's historically the reason why that term is out there is because that's literally what they used to do. If for Parliament, you literally bring a bill to the floor of Parliament, you would argue about it on the floor of Parliament, and then if you change your mind, you would literally physically bring the bill back to the table of the secretary and not consider it.
And that makes sense historically.
Yeah, and then if you were ready again, you'd take it from the table.
The table sounds like
it's just sitting right there. I can grab it anytime I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of along that line. Mel's motion he used earlier, $5,000 at Church Road. It gets a second. We start the discussion. Now, it's not really an amendment to refer it back to committee. You're making a whole new motion.
It's a completely different kind of, it's its own motion.
So you can have a motion on the table. Mm-hmm. You can have a second and be in the discussion.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden another motion can come in.
That's where the ranking comes into play.
Uh-huh.
You'll notice that there's a motion on the floor at number one rank, but referring to committee is ranked four. So the higher the number, that controls. That actually tops it. So that's kind of way
can
like
make
you
any of the motions 2 through 13.
Correct.
When the main motion's on the floor.
Yep. So that's why you can do. That's why you've been able to do that. Is it trumps that type of main motion.
Sam,
you'll often hear people say, "There's a motion on the floor. You can't do that." No, that's not right.
Yeah, literally not right at all.
I had a couple things. First, this is great. Maybe once in a while, two-page front and back, copy it and put it.
I did give a copy of this to everybody before, but I'll do it again.
Every
I have
6 months, put it on.
That's a good idea.
Just put it on.
Especially maybe
the meeting after we've screwed up. Just set if it's sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
Especially if the person's got big stars on it, you screwed up. And the second thing that wasn't mentioned.
Put on tablets too.
That I wanted to bring up was just our decorum towards guests and the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing that happens at council that makes this council member cringe is when, and maybe they deserve it, but when there's sarcasm and kind of abusive language towards, especially if they're guests that we've invited, and I just want us to try hard to not do that. I think our own rules say we're supposed to treat the public with respect, impartiality, and something else. So I think it just means to be nice to them, even if they don't deserve it.
Each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think part of this is it's hard not to take stuff personally, but nothing any of you are doing is personal toward each other. I mean, you're all trying to make the best decision you can, or you believe you're making for your constituents. And, it's nobody's picking on anybody else, and I think this conversation is probably lost on certain members who are gone now, but, it's not personal. No one dislikes someone because they disagree with the vote. So there's that.
Some people do, actually.
Well, that's tangential to this issue. Thank you very much.
I had a quick question.
Oh, yeah.
One of my pet peeves, and I don't know how to deal with it, is when staff will bring us a number like, here's the TIF, we want $3,150.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone makes a motion that says, I want it to be $2,975.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a second, and then there we are.
Yep.
Now staff has come up with a number, and now we're fighting over, and then we could try and amend it in. I don't know how to. I get upset because I don't know how to
deal with it at that point, because you end up so far from what staff wanted to do.
At that point, you either amend it or you vote against it.
But that's your authority.
And you say why you're voting.
I mean, that's still the council.
Yeah.
The council. Yeah, I always describe it as, people understand, the council controls the checkbook.
Yeah. And I know it's annoying, but
you,
honestly,
you authorize the checkbook.
I think that that's actually literally how a meeting is supposed to work. If someone wants to do something, they're supposed to make a motion. And if that's something they really want to do, okay, they make the motion, they get the second. That's now on the floor for all of you to debate and make a decision about.
To get something done. So I guess at this point, if I really hate it, I'll just vote no and then see where...
Yeah. Or try to amend it, you know, and...
I think it also helps to, in voting no, say, if this fails, this is the direction I'm planning to go.
Yeah.
Up or lower, well, I think that helps.
Therein is the dilemma between the staff presentation and a motion on the floor. If during the staff presentation the questioning indicates that the amount of money the staff is recommending is higher than what the council is probably going to accept, then you do get a motion that's for a lesser number in that instance. It could be, it doesn't even have to involve them, it could be something else. That's, and without formalizing this to the point where everybody's going, oh boy. What you want to do during that staff presentation and the questioning is to be able to formulate a motion that it appears a majority of the council is going to accept. And that's really not following Robert's rules. Robert's rules would say, get the motion on the floor before you know what anybody's opinion is, and then amend the tweedle out of it until you get it where
until it converges
you want it. Right.
But we have committee work that sort of kind of gives a direction. At least
the committees is a good buffer to get those things corrected at the committee level. There's only three, so...
But you're getting a feel for what...
Absolutely. That's why a lot of stuff ends up on consent agenda. You got three committee members who believe that this is the way it ought to go, and we've done our work during the committee to change the whatever the presentation was, and then we feel, well, everyone is going to buy into this, so we'll put it on the consent agenda.
And, or we send it through with no recommendation, because it's
that
worth,
always
it's worth, yeah, worth going to the council
to
talk
discussed
about.
Correct.
But yet we as a committee don't want to necessarily take a stand one way,
well,
or another.
And sometimes you can see in committee where all three committee members were in favor of whatever it was, but they choose to make it without recommendation because they feel it's an important enough subject to have a discussion openly in front of the public.
That's right. And that's
where there's never a bad
thing. I don't want to necessarily say I recommend it. I really want us to have a discussion about it.
We have more items today than we've ever had on consent agenda. Mm-hmm. We always have 8, 10, 12 items on consent agenda. The things that, like Mark's monthly updates and that kind of stuff. Those aren't controversial unless they're really out of line numbers.
The best barometer of the trust between staff and council is the use of the consent agenda. Yeah. If you've got a city that you don't trust the staff, nothing goes on consent.
Correct.
You need new staff if you don't trust your staff.
And if you look at the City of Bellingham, Whatcom County, you see how big their consent agendas are every time. It's very, very typical to have those large ones with the less turnover on county council, and Bellingham especially hasn't been a lot of turnover, and they have a ton of consent. And we try to, even if we feel like we could put something on consent, we don't always try to do that. We try to keep them very routine and non-controversial if we recommend something.
We don't
to
need
be 11
consent meetings every time.
No, that was nice, but no.
We're going to make up for it.
Yeah, trust me, we're going to make up for our next meeting, so you're welcome.
Well, but a one-hour meeting is not a bad thing.
No?
If there's
mm-hmm.
nothing...
Well,
that's fine. Long,
that's
being
efficient.
11-minute meetings are even better.
Yeah.
Chief, you had something?
Did we purchase Jurassic Pond?
We did not. No, no. I got that placard from training, and she encouraged us to bring it to her councils. And
the only thing I suggest is a copyrighted document.
Yep.
And I just looked at their copyright on the line. It's for the personal use of the purchaser, unless otherwise specified. In following John's, if you keep republishing this, you're violating the copyright.
Mm. She did encourage us to bring it to the council, so I...
But she can't. That's not, it's in violation of her agreement.
She doesn't have that authorization.
She doesn't have authorization beyond what her purchase agreement is. Mm. And I looked at the purchase agreement online for a standard one. And it's from...
Well, if you cut this out,
exactly.
Yeah. We're just fine.
Yeah. I'm going to make a ranking chart for you, and we'll bring it back to you.
Just type your own.
All you have to do is email them and say...
Copyrighted by Sam Taylor.
Do I have permission to copy it?
And then if we copy it, you can
we'll take care of it.
Thank you. I have a question for...
How old is Robert Rules?
150-some years, but it's still...
See, Robert, the point is Robert Rules can't be copyrighted. It's in public domain.
Is it public domain?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought the song was...
What is it? No, it's like a 243-year period.
I want to get back to the disrespectful behavior. I mean, I've had people tell me, why don't you yell at that person and tell them to stop being disrespectful? I really understand the whole I don't feel like it's necessarily my job to tell another council member you're being rude. I mean, I have in the past when they've crossed the line, but I mean, you don't want all of us to start talking about, it's like,
it's
you're
person.
Being rude.
No,
it's
his
job
it's
to
the chairperson.
Come down with the gavel and say, we need to draw this meeting back.
You're out of order.
And you've noticed that
we need to watch British.
I think like one time with Paul, it's like
Prime Minister question time.
Councilman Inger, we need to bring it down.
Draw in quarter, right?
Yeah. Criticize the person opposite in such a way they say thank you.
And sometimes I will admit when the things happen, I'll go, oh wait a minute.
Well, someone's calling someone a liar, and you're a liar, and you.
One thing that happened at the Washington County Planning Commission, which, you know, I think we can talk about a little bit, is a commenter came up or speaking on something on the agenda and compared a land use action to Nazi Germany and concentration camps. And so the response from the Planning Commission chair was and should have been, as I understand it, thank you for your comments and done. But they caught a lot of flack for just saying that instead of calling the person out and saying that is unfair or incorrect.
I honestly, after watching councils for 10 years deal with it in different ways, the best thing to do is to simply be quiet while someone's speaking, let them speak for 3 minutes, and then let them sit down. Don't comment back to them. It just makes it worse. Unless they start getting violent or they won't stop. The Bellingham City Council... The year before I came here, there was a gentleman who was mentally ill who was protesting Chuck's Midtown Motors in Bellingham on State Street. He had claimed, this was his brother-in-law's shop, he had claimed that they had abducted his mother and decapitated her and they were keeping her alive, her head alive. And he was protesting outside on the street. He started coming to council meetings because the cops said, look, they've trespassed you from their area, can you just move down the block? So he moved down the block. He would come to council meetings and started criticizing by name this one officer. Council president at one meeting said that you're going to stop talking about that officer. They're not here to defend themselves, and that's not appropriate. The next meeting, he came and spoke about Chuck's again. They said, look, that has nothing to do with anything we're doing. Next meeting, you just need to not come talk about that. And if you come, we're going to stop you. So the next meeting, they were very prepared for it. They knew that he was mentally ill. They knew there was issues. And he started talking. You know, the president went to him even before the meeting started and said, look, I know that you're here. Don't talk about it. I'm going to stop you. And he got up to speak when he got called, and he tried to gavel him down. He was Gene Knutson, tried to gavel him down. He wouldn't stop. The TV cameras all shut down. He adjourned the meeting. They shut down all the council. Now, they have a little bit different. They have a more secure facility. They have a door behind them on their days. Door opened. They all walked out. Side doors right at the public comment podium. This meeting room is specifically set up in this way. Those doors opened, and two officers came in, and they said, you need to come with us. And he wouldn't, so then a third came in, and so they basically dragged him out, and he ended up on like a 2-week mental evaluation at some point. He was very, very sick.
They have a panic button at the
county council.
At the county council table.
Yes.
I found out the hard way. I'm sitting there at the chairman's spot on the WTA meeting.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I bet you deputies came in.
Oh, thank you for sharing that story.
All of a sudden, here came two big bruisers from the county sheriff.
Yeah.
I mean, these weren't little guys. They were like a couple of your guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and I saw, and there was nobody else in the room, like the staff and us. And I said, gentlemen, may I help you? And they said, we just got a silent alarm from here. Are you having an issue? And I said, is that this red button.
Oh, that's a great story.
Well, it should have been the first five.
Well, I mean, I think you look back, we've had some odd instances that is actually we've handled well. I mean, the two drunken people testifying.
Yep.
The time we figured out that the lady was going to go and personally attack our BMX bike guy. I mean, you're aware enough, and the chief does a great job of, okay, go outside right now. Or can you escort these people out? You know, we could have had them arrested.
I sure as heck appreciate the chief being there every meeting.
John and I were talking about that we really appreciate that you're there, but we kind of miss you or one of your representatives on the time that there isn't. You know, you aren't there, and I don't know
we've all had some questions as to whether some people might enter that room with the intention of doing harm. Mm-hmm. And
what if the new gentleman who sits down front mumbles right behind you?
Yeah.
Oh, that,
came
and left, yeah.
Interrupted my presentation.
At the committee meetings, if I'm not in the committee at the meeting, how much am I allowed to make comments?
It's as much as the chairperson would like to allow.
Okay. Yeah. And every chair varies. It really does. With Keith, always ask the chair if he can speak.
Yes.
Other people generally just jump in.
Yeah, people raise their hands.
You don't have to follow Councilperson Watson's, you know, example all the time. Just
I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
No. Actually, you're that's not true. You don't put the hand up. You just.
I think it's stupid.
One thing that occurred to me about this interaction with the public, it's tempting to put up with abuse. If the person that's expressing the abuse agrees with us, you know, I think we have to be consistent. If we, you know, regardless of whether we agree with the person going after a member of the audience or not, I think we should just say, we just need to treat everybody plainly.
Well, one thing we've talked about on staff is that there may be a situation at a council meeting or a committee meeting where someone in the public is just crazy, just a loon or just saying things that are... So you have a tendency to want to say, oh, just shut up, you know, whatever it might be. Because everyone, all of us, will remember all of the instances before. We know the history. We know why. But as we've been talking about internally is, for some people, the public, your reaction to that person is going to be the first and only time they ever saw you interact with that person. And so they're not going to be, they don't know that the person's crazy or is disruptive. All they know is that you were rude or you were short with them or what you did. So we've talked about the idea that it's hard, but you have to pretend that the person in front of you that you want to just tell shut up, is pretend it's the first time you ever saw them, give them as much respect as possible. So
let's go back to what Sam says, because I think sometimes we forget that. I think we've done way better job than in the past. Is your job is when the public comment thing is your that isn't your position to debate with them. It's like, thanks for coming.
Sure.
Thanks for coming. See ya.
I had an instance in the airport advisory committee about a year ago. We gave the gentleman his 3 minutes. And he took an extra 30 seconds, not a problem, and then sat down. But then when we got to a subject that he wanted to talk about, he interrupted. And I turned to him and said, sir, you're out of order. You need to sit down. He refused. And this went on about 3 times. And the aviation director next to me, I didn't notice that he's calling 911. And we literally had the sheriff's office come in and remove him from the meeting. He wouldn't leave. I said, you need to leave. Just leave. I have a right to be here. And he was removed by the sheriff's office.
Because technically, we don't have to allow public comment.
No. No.
Correct. Yeah. It's the council's meeting. And how we deal with interruptions is also spelled out in the Open Public Meetings Act. There's a process for dealing with it. And that process is exactly how it can play out. They can either be removed, or we can actually technically shut down the meeting to only for the council at that point. If it's so disruptive that we have to, we'd shut down the meeting and bring in or allow in the media as long as they weren't participating in the disruption.
We had gone so far as to ask the committee when he interrupted, do you want to hear this gentleman's comments. Committee said no.
No. Yeah.
Committee, I have a right to speak. I'm going to speak whether you like it or not, sort of thing. So, you've met the gentleman. You've talked to him on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Could I ask council a question? Because I've been going to county meetings, and I've never seen, I'm sure it happens, the county council interact with the guest speakers at the open comment at the beginning. We tend to ask questions. Somebody comes up, and I guess that's fine, but it does lengthen the meetings. And would it be better just to let people speak and then thank them?
I don't want to give up my right to ask a question. Because if someone, like when the lady came up and she was, you know, talking about the RV, guy taking RVs apart, I was just curious which...
Clarification.
Some clarifications, okay. Like what is the real problem, and is it something...
Because to a lot of people, Sam and I have discussed this a lot, to a lot of people, that's their only dealing with you is at a council meeting, and they're nervous and they're scared.
I notice sometimes our questions, and I've done that whole thing too, is our clarification. Like sometimes we actually try to solve a problem on the spot. That's when I think maybe.
Well, you can have staff take
Stacy Miller and her daughter. Yeah, we have that on the list. In fact, I have two little juvenile delinquents. I need to have something for them to do. Good idea.
I had a county council member when I was mayor pro tem the last time. County council member came to the microphone. Took her 3 minutes, sat down. Somebody else got up and said something contrary to what she had said. And she jumps up like she's, and comes to the microphone, and I said, I'm sorry, Barbara. You've
there
already
is.
Had your
Barbara who?
And she said, but, and I said, no, Barbara, sit down. And her butt was, you gave the Girl Scouts, who were there talking about their cookie drive, more than 3 minutes, and therefore I'm entitled to more than 3 minutes.
When she makes thin
mints,
she can get more than 3 minutes.
When she makes
it. There used to be a member of the county council other than the one currently that was named Barbara.
Anyway,
shut
all on tape.
Hey, I think we do a good job. We're open. I think we are respectful for, you know, 90% of the time. We had a bad year, but like a couple incidences. But
I think overall, you know, good. And the public that comes for the most part is.
We haven't had a bad year.
You know.
No, there's not generally obnoxious. Generally,
there's some that I've kind of worried about when I saw them sitting in the front row that kind of looked like somebody that's famous in prison. But
does the name rhyme with Manson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that was weird.
Ransom.
Ransom.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many more gifts can John give me?
Yeah, I know. There's only so many puns I think that
there's plenty of stuff on the ground. A lot of things I can give you.
Still cleaning up
my
briefcase.
It's on my meeting for the material.
That gentleman?
Yeah.
He only came that one meeting.
No, not him.
Papa John?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I think we're on Papa John's entertainment schedule.
Yep. And if we allow public comment, he has a right to be there. And
he has run out of puns.
He has 3 minutes.
He recycles them.
You know? He gets 3 minutes.
He stopped me after a meeting about 3 months ago and said, you realize you're going to hear about these crosswalks every meeting.
And I know none of you put that up
there. Even Papa John has decided that he's not going to get anywhere, so he didn't even talk about the crosswalks anymore.
No.
Yep. All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
He's totally on.
So, does anybody else have anything? Otherwise, I'm going
to
adjourn and shut the table.
I'll wait till that.
All right, thank you. We're adjourned.